Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, we heard about the big haul in terms of money, right, that Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton brought in from Radio Music Hall, of course, last week. But folks, you know, I'm telling you, they might have made a lot of money, but they're very desperate about how they think they're playing with what they believe is the Democrat Party constituency, so much so that they're willing to go out, at least Joe Biden is, willing in the White House, and puts out this statement about Transgender Visibility Day for Easter Sunday. You know, again, when you read between the lines, my friends, you really do see that no matter what, they think maybe they're supposed to have some kind of lock on things. After all, they're running against Trump, and Trump is trying to steal our democracy, et cetera, et cetera. But at every turn, they keep doing things that have to placate certain political constituency groups. For example, when the president came out and they were talking about what's happening, or I should say Chuck Schumer came out and pretty much switched around the White House policy, the U.S. policy for Israel with his little speech. And that was done to placate different groups, primarily in Michigan. In other words, folks, they are worried. They're very, very worried. And so, once again, you just keep pressing your advantage then if they're that worried. Well, folks, worry not, because here we are. It is the Monday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you, and we're glad to be with you here this morning as we start another great week of broadcasting here on the show. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And we've got a lot to talk about, and a lot has been happening. But first and foremost, I hope that everybody out there had a great, great Easter Sunday. Hope that everybody is doing well. And we got a lot of rain here in Southern California, but it wasn't quite as bad as all that. It really wasn't when all was said and done. We got some pretty heavy rain at times, but it didn't seem to just sort of blanket the weekend the way that some of the forecast had shown. So that made it actually kind of okay. It was all right to have a little bit of rain, but it didn't really, as I said, it didn't really just completely discombobulate everything. But once again, folks, welcome to the show. And we've got our message here this morning, of course, from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And he writes in and says, "Good morning, Mr. Kyle. 49 degrees. Clear and windy." Says, "I was really shocked today when President Biden proclaimed today a Transgender Day of Visibility. What an insult to the Christian world. No sensitivity at all." He says, "Okay, let's go ahead and do a great show tonight." Well, you know, Richard, I'm of the same mind. I do think that they're doing these kinds of things because they really are sort of frightened and a little bit paranoid about where the support for Joe Biden is really going. In other words, and by the way, as we move through this first hour here, we got a great audio clip from Ari Fleischer talking about how much money they hauled in last week at Radio City Music Hall, and you know, that they're going to use that. It's going to be overwhelming and this kind of thing. But at the same time, of course, at the same time, you know, I do think that they have a lot of problems. And they're trying to get this they're trying to get this message out there, but I'm telling you, because the message that they're going to try to do, as Ari Fleischer says, is that everything that you see, everything that you feel, everything that you're observing, everything that's happening to you and your kitchen table budget, that's all wrong. You're just wrong. I mean, this is a theme that we've hit upon quite frequently on the program here. It's all about the messaging. It's don't believe your lying eyes. Don't open your front door, whatever you do. Don't look outside. Don't go to the grocery store. And if you do, don't look at the receipt. Hopefully you have enough in your account, right? Just swipe the thing and be done with it because it's a necessary evil, right? You have to have food, right? But don't look at the border. Pay no attention to the people tearing down the fences. Pay no attention to the crime. Pay no attention to senseless murders. Pay no attention to these things because, really, in the end, you're just wrong. And that's not really the way to run a campaign, in my opinion. What you want to do when you're running a campaign, you're trying to say, look, we get you. We understand what you're saying. We understand what you're feeling. Here's how we're going to fix it. Here's how we're going to provide hope to you. Here's how we're going to make this work. But what's the Biden campaign? No, you're wrong. No, you're just wrong. And furthermore, if you vote for us, you're voting to protect democracy. I know we get tired of hearing that, and but here's the thing. This is what they're really trying to impart to you. In fact, I think we have another quote here in just a little bit about the idea of, when people get mad about, their candidates not winning and so forth, and Trump could be laying the basis for political violence and things like that. Well, pray tell this. What kind of world are we living in where one of the major parties has now usurped, by itself, basically, or just tried to usurp the mantle that they're the only ones who actually protect our quote-unquote democracy, right? Of course, we live in a federal republic, a constitutional republic. Once you do that, doesn't that lay the basis for maybe some problems later on? Because what happens if the opposition party wins then? The party that's supposed to take away your democracy? Will that, empower crazies to do terrible things? Well, not a thought about that. As you stand up there with your big red lights and stuff like that and try to look like an intimidating tin pot, you know what? I'm telling you, folks, we're off to start with the bang this morning here on the Monday edition. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You hear Georgia when I open my mouth. Don't make no difference what I'm talking about.
Hey, I want to give a shout out this morning to Frederick, listening in NYC. Says, good morning, Kyle. Hope you had a blessed Easter with your family. And he says it's about 45 degrees and about to rain tonight. And he's listening there on the 860 app this morning. That's great. That's wonderful, Frederick. He says, looking forward to a great perspective from you and your guests. Well, thank you, Frederick. I appreciate it. I hope that you had a great Easter, too, as well, you and your family. And, yes, well, that's what we aim to do. And, of course, hopefully, we'll get it right this morning. And it is Monday, and that means, you know, well, we just have to have a little extra special energy happening this morning, I think. You know, just to start us off, get us going, launch us into a great week of broadcasting. And I tell you, it is our pleasure to do so. This is the best job in the world, and I do have you to thank for that. So thank you once again, everybody. Great to be here this morning. And once again, 949-822-7959 is the number. And you can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. I do want to tell you more about what happened with the White House declaring Easter Sunday Transgender Visibility Day, Day of Visibility. You know, and again, I think this is a part and parcel of trying to sort of, you know, buy the goodwill of certain constituencies and so forth. But it did kind of rattle some cages, only because it seemed like the White House was overshadowing in a very, very significant big way Easter Sunday. And I think you could say almost any other kind of a proclamation you know, would do just that. So, you know, typically just you'd say Happy Easter, everybody. And, you know, tomorrow they're having the Easter egg roll and stuff like that. and just try to, you know, have it be something like that. I do think that, obviously, this is very controversial, but at the same time, I think that they're happy to diminish it any way they can. You know, in other words, it could have been, I don't know, National Change Your Oil Day, and you know, or something like that, and they'd still, you know, really make this a big deal because of again trying to diminish Easter Sunday. Most unfortunately, I think this from Breitbart. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre has doubled down after President Joe Biden declared Easter Sunday Transgender Day of Visibility. Jean-Pierre's statement on X Saturday followed an overwhelming backlash to Biden's animated affirmation of the controversial holiday as the same day as the holiest Christian holiday. That's right, Easter Sunday. Christians also refer to it as Resurrection Day as well. On Transgender Day of Visibility, the Biden-Harris administration honors the extraordinary courage and contributions of transgender Americans and reaffirms our nation's commitment to forming a more perfect union where all people are treated equally, Jean-Pierre posted. Biden's proclamation issued on Good Friday, another sacred day for Christians, of course, announced that transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation and called for the passage of the Equality Act. That law would codify Democrats' embrace of gender identity, that made-up concept that no one can identify, or that one, rather, can identify as a sex other than what they were born as and become that sex. Democrats have tried to pass the bill for years, but have yet to get it across the president's desk. Christians across the nation spoke out after Biden's declaration went viral. Republicans in Congress overwhelmingly opposed it as well. The Biden White House has betrayed the central tenet of Easter, this from Mike Johnson, speaker, of course, which is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Banning sacred truth and tradition while at the same time proclaiming Easter Sunday as Transgender Day is outrageous and abhorrent. The American people are taking note. And yes, of course, you know who else took note on this? I think this is really interesting because, again, you know, the Democrat Party elite, they love to have to, you know, simply deal in oversimplicities, right? You know, you just have to hate your neighbor because, right? And just you know, kind of go with the flow here, you know, you've got to be against this or don't like that person, right? But generally speaking, conservatives are kind of whatever floats your boat in the sense that, you know, don't violate my rights, right? But the idea here is that the transgender community, the White House might be very surprised to find out about, is that it's not monolithic. It's not necessarily monolithic. This from Newsweek. Caitlyn Jenner condemned President Joe Biden's announcement on Saturday, in which he proclaimed Sunday, March 31st, which happens to be the day Easter falls on this year, Transgender Day of Visibility. The International Transgender Day of Visibility was created on March 31st, 2009, has continued to be celebrated every March 31st for more than a decade. The day is meant not only to honor transgender people, but raise awareness of the discrimination they face. On Friday, the White House sent out the announcement, but Caitlyn Jenner comes out and says, "I'm absolutely disgusted that Joe Biden has declared the most holy of holy days." And by the way, as you know, folks, Easter does progress. It's not always on exactly the same date every year, obviously. And this time it's at the very end of March. Typically, it's into April. Caitlin says, "I'm absolutely disgusted that Joe Biden has declared the most holy of holy days, a self-proclaimed devout Catholic, as Transgender Day of Visibility. The only thing," and this is from Caitlin Jenner, a direct quote from Jenner's post on X on Saturday. Jenner says, "The only thing you should be declaring on this day is," quote, "He is risen," unquote. Very interesting stuff. And again, it's not monolithic. And at the same time, though, the White House certainly, you know, had every opportunity to realize kind of what was happening, and they just didn't care. I think that speaks volumes. That's, as Speaker Johnson is talking about, that's what people are taking note of. And I think it's translating into their internal polling. It has to be. something else, folks, that has really infuriated people, this time in New York City, up in the area where Frederick is. And that is something that's really infuriating the fire department in New York, the FDNY firefighters. This from Daily Mail. Authorities at the New York City Fire Department commanded a ladder company in the East Village to remove a flag honoring six of the company's men who perished on 9/11 after a resident complained it was a, quote, fascist symbol. So now what they're talking about is they're talking about a thin red line flag. And as you know, you have the thin blue line flag. It's an American flag, but it's got one particular red stripe and everything else is kind of dimmed out a little bit. But that basically, again, talks about thin blue line, if it's blue, thin red line, if it's red. Because, again, these are the people that come running. These are the people that run into the danger, into the collapse, into the fire, into the disaster. And they're the ones that are going to save us when something like that happens. Now, it goes on to say, the order arrived on March 22nd after a man who the New York Post reports claimed to be a staffer for a progressive Manhattan councilwoman, Carlina Rivera, confronted firefighters at Ladder Company 11. The man pulled up to the firehouse on a bike and told firefighters he works for Rivera and that the politician's office had complained several days earlier about the flag. Thin red line flag, which is a black and white American flag with a red line across the middle, is meant to show solidarity with firefighters who have fallen or been injured on the job. The man reportedly called the flag a, quote, fascist symbol and asked to know why it remained up. So, and again, it goes on to say, a Ladder Company 11 displays the flag beside a memorial sign on the back of its truck that commemorates the lives and service of Lieutenant Michael Quilty and firefighters Michael Camerata, Edward Day, John Heffernan, Richard Kelly Jr., and Matthew Rogan, all who were killed in the 9/11 attacks. Now, again, so sort of to cut to the good part of this story is that a new council member named Laura Kavanaugh came in and actually reversed the decision to do this. It evidently is a rule because it's being declared as some kind of political flag. But you tell me, folks, about firefighters who died on 9/11 and you have a flag that represents your memory of them and our memory of them and honoring their sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice. Well, they did come in and it got reversed by now Commissioner Laura Kavanaugh. But the firefighters are pretty upset because the damage had already been done, of course. Folks, we live in a crazy world. I'm glad that this got reversed, but can you believe this? Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
News update.
La speranza di partecipare alla sua vittoria sulla morte e di vivere con lui in Dio Padre.
Pope Francis presiding over the Easter Sunday service at the Vatican in Rome. Thousands turning out to pray in Vatican City. To Baltimore, Maryland now, where the first phase of the cleanup is underway. The FBI with a warning to anyone thinking of flying a drone over the wreckage of the collapsed bridge that they will be arrested. Crews are removing tons of metal from the water, the Navy bringing in cranes on barges. Here's Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
Even after that initial lift takes place, there still needs to be an understanding of what forms of adjustments have happened. How has lifting that one piece and to begin the removal process, how does that impact the remainder of the bridge that still sits inside of the bay?
And President Biden expected to visit the site next week. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are already off to a great start here on this Monday edition of the program. And we're going to keep it going, by the way. And once again, hope that you had a great weekend, but hope you had a great Easter weekend as well. And here we are, folks. It's April. Okay, so I'm just going to say it's April already, April 1st, and no, I don't have any diabolical April Fool's jokes for you this morning, but I'll tell you, I will say this though, beware of office colleagues, beware of your spouse, beware of your friends, beware of anybody who could be secretly a prankster who would love to be able to give you an April Fool's start, shall we say. But here we are, folks. I hope that you're doing well this morning. Part of our job, of course, is to bring you through the morning, the overnight hours across America, and we're doing our level best on that this morning. Something I mentioned in the first segment, and that was we had a great audio clip from Ari Fleischer. Because if you've noticed, and we've got some other stories, too, that we'll sort of go through as we go through the program this morning, you know, this idea that, you know, I think, number one, I think the Democrats are really scared of things like third-party candidates. They're definitely scared of RFK Jr. They're definitely scared of what a third-party candidate, quote-unquote, would do, and the fact that it likely could pull away from Biden a lot. And I just think that all this sort of bravado that we saw last week with Obama and Clinton being there, and I, Denise Simon and I were talking about this late last week, and we both kind of agreed that, you know, Clinton just seemed like he was a fish out of water there. You know, honestly, from the days of Bill Clinton, how have things changed? How have things changed for the Democrat Party, that is to say? The Democrat Party would never have, Joe Biden could never go out to a State of the Union address and then yell at us the following. Notice how I mentioned he would yell at us the following, not just tell us, not just speak it. He would have to yell it at us. He would have to say, "Now listen here, listen up. The era of big government is over." Right? He would do something like that, because he only has one mode at the State of the Union. It's only one mode, and that mode is yell. And by the way, get off my lawn. At the same time, he would yell, I'm sure. But at any rate, what was Bill Clinton doing there again? You know, anyway, I think I made my point on that. But, okay, let's listen to Ari Fleischer. He's talking on Fox News, talking about the massive amount of money that they were able to, haul in from Radio City Music Hall from their appearance there. But let's listen to what Ari Fleischer says. Very interesting indeed.
Used in a $1 billion campaign that Joe Biden is promising, which will dwarf anything that Donald Trump's going to be able to put together, to convince the American people that that which they know, that which they feel, that which they measure at their dinner table, rising rents, rising food, all those things that they touch tangibly, are wrong. That the economy is actually really good, the economy is getting better, and costs are coming down. They're going to try to fool just enough people to win their votes for Joe Biden to win. You know, that's what any campaign does, political campaign. You spend money to convince the voters that you need to get. And they're going to get a huge boost in that, Will, from the media. You can already see it where the media loves to run up the stories about saying the economy's much better than people think and that people are better off now than they were 4 years ago, even though polling shows that most people think they're not. So between the money they raise, the media boost they get, this is the heart of Joe Biden trying to claw his way back to the White House, hopefully, in his opinion, trying to beat Donald Trump.
See, very, very good quote there from Ari Fleischer. And one of the things he just talked about there, you know, was this idea that even though the polls clearly show that people don't think that they're much better off. But you see, that's the beauty part, right? to the Biden campaign and the Democrat Party elite, the far left, they are absolutely convinced that you're wrong. Or actually, no, I'm going to rephrase that. I think they know how bad things are. They just don't want you to think that they're bad. So this is where you get some of the folks, and they will latch on to this or that number. And a lot of times we'll throw it over to Chris Markowski when we're talking with him. We'll talk with him in hour number three today. This idea that, you know, we got these great numbers, or somebody says this is good, so therefore things are getting better. And, you know, the idea is that, but people are still paying a lot for gas. They're paying a lot for rent. They're paying a lot for food. They're paying a lot for everything. And that doesn't change. I don't know how you make people feel better about higher prices, right? And at the same time, we still have the Fed saying there's no race to actually go and cut rates at this point. You know, there's no rush to do this. And of course, you know, then the idea is that, well, even if they don't cut rates, you're still okay. It's all fine. And then they make point to the stock market and so forth. But you tell me. You know, how many, and now some Americans, obviously a lot, have maybe their 401k and that's tied in and this kind of thing. But generally speaking, they don't look at the number on the stock market and say, I feel good today and I feel better about buying gas for an astronomical amount of money. In fact, earlier today, earlier today for me, Easter Sunday, as we're driving along, I noticed at one of the gas stations in my nearby area, The price for the higher octane, 91 octane, was already up again. It was like $5.49, if I recall correctly. But it really should be like, it was five and a half just the other day. So, I mean, things happen like this. And you have different gas stations, and sometimes their prices do vary. So everybody has, like, their gas station that they go to because they feel like, okay, it's not quite as expensive as the one just down the street. Sometimes they're a little bit different. The idea, again, is that how do you make somebody feel good about that? Well, you just have to make it into a thing. You just make it into a thing if you have the audacity to say that things aren't going well, you see, you're just not smart enough, you're not educated enough, you don't understand how the economy works, and so on and so forth. And I kind of go back to my earlier point. You know, if you really want to bring somebody along, political campaigns can say, and they do campaign negatively, obviously, but the idea is that, look, you know, if you're better off now, and you can feel it, you can see it, you can touch it, you can taste it, all that stuff. Well, then vote for me, Joe Biden, because I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, and America's going to prosper. They've got to fight these headwinds. Now, some people will believe him. I appreciate what Ari Fleischer said there. They're just trying to convince enough people to make them believe that that things are actually going better. And that's also part of what they're doing. Well, here's James Carville, and he was talking on MSNBC, of all places, about this idea of a third party. Let's listen into what he was having to say about this, what it might do in the general election.
Election results around the country are encouraging. You know, we went in with that race in Alabama. She won by 25. That was a 50-50, mm-hmm. maybe a slightly red, but it is Huntsville. That's a lot of educated people in that part of Alabama. That's not typical of the rest of the state mm-hmm. in ways.
And the third party issue.
Whew. So the Bobby Kennedy thing, and I actually think Bobby Kennedy might hurt Trump more than he hurts.
It's funny you say that. Well, we have one headline. Politico said, RFK is a spoiler, but for who?
Yeah. And you take a poll now. But I think there's a certain percent of people in that country that are just F the whole thing.
F it all, yeah.
F it all.
Yeah.
And Biden is not going to get any of the F it all vote.
Yeah.
Okay? And so I think that there's something. Now, what worries me is Cornel West and Jill Stein.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get some of the F it all vote, too.
And Cornel West, he has almost as many movie cameos as himself as you do.
You know, he's kind of skilled. Oh, my brother Carvey, he's a part of this corporate duopoly here. It's all the same thing. And, you know, he's got some charm that Jill Stein never had.
I don't know. Did you make out what he's trying to say? No, actually, I do think they all are very concerned. Because otherwise Joe Biden would be running away with this thing. Yes, the polls are close between him and Trump, but we're also not right at the election either. And people really say to themselves, am I okay? Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, folks, Monday edition continues on. We are back, and we're glad to be with you, of course, this morning. And as we head into this segment of the program, it can only mean one thing. That one thing is, of course, it's Country Music Monday on the program. And, of course, those of you might be new to the broadcast in this segment of the program, hour number one, hour number two, we love to play a great song to kind of keep you going through the overnights, whatever you're doing, whatever your job is, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, if you're working a shift, whatever it is that you're doing this morning. Part of our charge, part of our duty, part of our privilege is to be able to help keep you going through the overnight hours across your radio dial. And tonight will be, or this morning rather, will be no exception. And it's Country Music Monday where we feature great country songs. And we've got driver Ron in Denver. And he writes in and he says, he's got a couple of great suggestions. He says, you know, the songs that we typically play feature male country singers. So how about a couple of great songs from the ladies, he says. Well, that's a great question. He says that two female country artists that come to mind who can really rock, he's talking about Gretchen Wilson and Jennifer Nettles. He says his first request is a song from Gretchen Wilson called Redneck Woman back from 2004. And I think that sounds pretty. And I do know that song, and I do love it. And so I'm glad that you suggested it, Ron. I sure appreciate it. So without further ado, let's hear a little Redneck Woman, Gretchen Wilson. Well, we are keeping it country out here on this program this morning, and we hope you are too. Gretchen Wilson, by request. Thank you, Driver Ron. I appreciate it so very much. And he never steers us wrong, does he? You know, that actually goes together. Driver Ron, he never steers us wrong on this program, and we appreciate it so very, very much. So there you go, Gretchen Wilson. And Redneck Woman. How cool is that? All right, so let's take a quick look at what's happening in terms of our national weather. This is from the National Weather Service. Widespread showers and storms will bring the threat of severe weather and flash flooding from the southern plains eastward through the middle Mississippi, Ohio valleys on Monday. Another critical risk, fire weather for the southern high plains on Monday. Advancing storm system will bring increasing showers and storm chances to much of the eastern U.S. Tuesday, with another risk of severe weather in the Ohio-Tennessee valleys and mid-Atlantic. Unsettled weather in the west, with lower elevation rain and higher elevation snow, continues Sunday night, but will taper off through Monday. So that's the overview of what we're looking at right now. We'll take a look at some of the precipitation out there on our radar map this morning. And over in Arizona, depending on your perspective in the country, I can say over in Arizona, We've got in the eastern part of, the western part of Arizona, we do have a lot of rain in that area, the southern western part of it, southwest. And then in the southeastern part of the state, also down near Tucson, you've got rain over near Wilcox and Safford. And then you're going to have some snow that's going to move northeastward up towards just outside of Albuquerque, coming along I-40. This is going to be between Thoreau and Laguna, but again, west of Albuquerque, snow coming across the interstate there. Then in the Denver area, if you're heading out of Denver and you're heading up towards Nebraska, you definitely got the rain coming across there. A lot of rain in, snow in central Wyoming this morning, this coming down I-25 south of Buffalo, just north of Casper right now. If you're over towards Thermopolis, you've also got snow. Then in most of South Dakota this morning, especially the central part and most of the southern part, you've got snow, and that's going to translate into northern Nebraska, where it's snow and also rain mixed with snow as well. Now, Chicago, you've got rain. This is going to go through the northern part of Indiana, also through the most of the northern half of Ohio this morning, and then on down to the northern part of West Virginia. So do be aware of that. And then also sort of rounding things out here, southern part of North Dakota. Should have mentioned that just earlier when we were talking about South Dakota. But also if you're in the southeastern part of Idaho, this is in the Pocatello, Idaho area, you're going to be looking at some snow and rain in that area. It looks like it's mostly south of Pocatello at this point. So just be careful out there, everybody. We definitely want you to get there in one piece. And as I was mentioning, California, the atmospheric river, at least in the southern California area, didn't really turn out to be as bad as we heard in terms of the forecast. So that was a little bit of a welcome change for Easter Sunday. That meant a lot of people heading out to church or things like that. Maybe they weren't caught so badly in a terrible rainstorm. But once again, folks, we want you to get there in one piece. We're glad that you're there. And we're going to head up to the top of the hour here in just a few moments. We'll hear your top of the hour news, and then we'll get updated on everything, and we'll come back and we'll talk about everything. So don't forget, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Also, the telephone number, 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, and boy, do we have an awful lot more to talk about as we head into hour number two. Again, what are the Democrats worried about RFK? Because they are now uniting, it seems, at least I guess on the surface, against him. Then also, what about Trump's VP search? I think that Mike Pompeo might have said something about that too as well. So stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number one, Monday edition, is now officially in the books. Stay right there. We are coming back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.